الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program The Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards In this program we talk about various Surahs of Quran and some specific verses of Quran also Today our topic is last verses of Surah Al-Hashr their benefits and rewards. So be with us from start to end, you'll be learning immense amount of knowledge. We learn the benefits, barakah and blessings from the recitation of Quran also. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. It's very short and brief program of ask your family members to sit down in front of Madani Channel's screen and watch this program from start till end. Learn, act upon and gain benefit and reward. Respected viewers, today as I earlier said, we'll be talking about last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. It is a very beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam which mention its excellence, virtue, benefit and reward. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, in the morning, whoever recites أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم three times and then recites the final three verses of Surah Al-Hashr. Allah Azza wa Jal assigns 70,000 angels for him who ask mercy for him until the evening and if he dies during that day he will be as a martyr. If this is recited in the evening, then he will receive the same virtue until the morning. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a great reward. 70,000 angels will be seeking mercy for that person who recites last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should have this yearning and understanding to recite more and more Quran, these beautiful verses of Quran, these surahs of Quran. This is the whole purpose of this program, so that we can mention those blessings, those barakas, those benefits and rewards, so you get motivated. You understand, you seek knowledge, what ahadith have mentioned about the virtues and excellences of these surahs. Respective views, our pious predecessors, they had yearning, they had love and devotion towards Quran. Subhanallah, they recite Quran excessively, a lot, frequently. Now, if we see the seerah, the biographies of these pious predecessors, sometimes we really get amazed. How was it possible for them to recite that much Quran? But subhanAllah, they used to do that. If we see Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, then he would recite daily one manzil of the Holy Quran in the night, and in this way, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would complete one Quran in 7 days. Allahu Akbar. Because they had read, they had understood, they knew, they had knowledge what virtues, excellences, barakah and blessings the recitation of Holy Quran contains. That was the reason they had inclination, tendency to read Quran, to learn Quran, to understand Quran. Subhanallah. That's was one of the reasons they were such great scholars also, because they had attachment with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, this blessing was also seen in the Madani atmosphere of Dawat-e-Islami. Mufti Muhammad Farooq Attari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Mufti of Dawat-e-Islami subhanallah, who was also a member of the executive committee of Dawat-e-Islami. He had such a love with Quran, he used to recite Quran a lot. Once when someone asked, he said, Alhamdulillah, I recite one manzil daily. In this way, he would also complete one Quran in 7 days. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, when we heard about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he would recite one manzil and would finish Quran in 7 days, Shaitan could whisper that these were the people of past. They were pious predecessors, very pious people of the past. But it's not possible today in this day and age. No, Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it's not very old when he passed away, departed from this world. But this was his practice also. He would recite one manzil daily and he would finish one Quran, subhanallah, in 7 days. This was the personality of Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Even in today's very busy lifestyle, subhanallah, he would take time out and he would recite Quran one manzil a day. And this was the love and devotion of him. If he could do, why can't we do? Subhanallah, I'm not saying we should do one manzil every day, but at least one ruku' a day, at least few ayahs a day. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah has given us a mindset, at least 3 verses a day one should recite. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we have this understanding to at least attach ourselves with Quran, to some extent, a little bit inshallah, slowly, slowly and gradually will increase and we'll read more. So we should try to act upon the suggestion of Amir of Ahle Sunnah too. Respected viewers, in the month of Ramadan, Muslims, they have tendency, they read more and more Quran, subhanallah. When the blessed month of Ramadan would come, pious predecessors would recite the Holy Quran more beside performing other acts of worship. As Sayyidina Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite the Holy Quran completely 62 times in the blessed month of Ramadan, along with Eid al-Fitr, once during the day, once during the night, once in Taraweeh, throughout the blessed month of Ramadan, and once on Eid day. This was the personality of our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and subhanallah, 62 Quran Pak were finished by Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala, and in Ramadan al-Kareem alone. We are also followers of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu. We are Hanafi, alhamdulillah. We follow the Hanafi school of thought in fiqh. So we should also have this attachment, this love with Quran. We should also recite as much as possible the Holy Quran. Now if we talk about Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam of millions of Shafi'is, would also recite the Holy Quran completely 60 times in the form of nafils in the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Imam Azam radiyallahu anhu would recite 62 Quran in Ramadan, whereas Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would recite 60 Quran in Salah in Ramadan al-Kareem. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite more and more Quran, to have that love with Salah, to have that love with Quran also. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa salim. Today in specific we talked about the blessing of Surah Al-Hashr. Respected viewers, now we will listen the recitation of those blessed verses of Surah Al-Hashr which were discussed in this program in specific today. Let's now listen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. 'Alimul ghaibi wash shahadati huwar Rahmanur Rahim.
He is Allah Azza wa Jalla, except whom there is none worthy of worship, the knower of all, the hidden and the evident. He Azza wa Jalla is the most gracious, the most merciful.
Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-malik al-quddus as-salam al-mu'min al-muhaymin al-aziz al-jabbar al-mutakabbir. Subhanallahi amma yushrikun.
He is Allah Azza wa Jalla, except whom there is none worthy of worship, the King, the Pure, the Giver of Peace, the Bestower of Safety, the Protector, the Most Honorable, the Compeller, the Proud. Purity is to Allah Azza wa Jalla from all what they ascribe as associates to Him.
هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
He is Allah only, who is the creator, the initiator, the designer of all. His only are all the beautiful names, all whatever is in the heavens and in the earth proclaims his purity, and he only is the most honorable, the wise. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qur'an, Qur'an, Qur'an.